Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to Last Days Production, Saturday night, July 9th. Your host here, Steve Ryder, chaplain, evangelist for Go Ministry. And tonight's title is Repent or Perish. Repent or Perish. It's referring to America. Broadcasting out of Nashville, Tennessee. Excuse me. A whole lot's going on, and I haven't been on Blog Talk Radio in a while. Let me adjust the volume here a little bit. But a whole lot is going on in America. A whole lot is going on in the world. A whole lot is going on in Europe, Eastern Europe, Russia, NATO. And we'll get to that later. But America is in turmoil. America's in turmoil. Folks, it's a nightmare out there. And the devil's working in overtime. Okay, and speaking of that, we can look in let me turn volume up because I need to move a little bit. All right. Book of Revelation. Book of Revelation. In chapter 20. Take my volume again. Check, mic check. Okay, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. He cast him in the bottomless pit, shut him up, and set a seal upon him. They should not deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he'll be loosed a little season. A little season. Most church leaders, theologians, they associate that 1,000 years of Satan being bound with the 1,000-year millennial. I don't. So I don't believe in the 1,000-year millennial. And that'd be a whole other podcast in itself. But you have to remember, Revelation uses so much symbolism. Like Peter said, 1,000 years like a day, and a day is like 1,000 years. So that might not be a literally 1,000 years. But if you look at the world, okay, we'll go back 1,000 years and look at the world. Fast forward, it's okay, we're 2022, go back 1,000 years. Gosh, 2022, fast forward to the 20th century, okay, 20th century. We've got a completely different world, okay? We can go back to the Roaring Twenties, the Roaring Twenties. A lot of people don't realize how the Roaring Twenties was a significant decade. You had the invention of the car. Women were dressing skimpier. You had a lot of nightclubs, bars appearing in the inner cities. Now, there was prohibition, but that didn't stop people from drinking. So, and you know, the mob made a lot of money off alcohol because of prohibition. It didn't work. So I had to take a drink, coffee, keep me going. And the prohibition didn't work. But the 1920s, when it was a, that's why there's a reason why it was called the Roaring Twenties. Okay? The Roaring Twenties. And yeah, the stock market was getting real popular to where the average man was investing in it. And there was sexual freedom, and the car was part of that. People were able to get around more, meet in their cars. Roaring Twenties, there's a reason. And a lot of drinking and partying. And some people say, well, God, the stock market crash was a warning from God. Warning from God to America, because the Roaring Twenties were roaring. They're ripping and roaring. Okay, it was a party decade. technology and so on. But lots of warnings. And God's giving warnings today. But going back to Satan, so if you look at America, so the Roaring Twenties disappeared. You had the Great Depression. Most of the 30s was not a good decade. It was not too good. Okay, then America and the rest of the world was affected by the Great Depression too. But it was the end of it took to the end of the 30s for America to come out of that Great Depression. So then we had World War II. World War II in the 40s. Then look at the 50s. We had Leave It to Beaver. Pretty mild America. Shows, was it My Three Sons? I think that was in the 50s too. You know, Hollywood, the TV, invention of the TV. Okay. But, you had the Ten Commandments from Charlton Heston. Okay. And you had the Bible with John Huston, directed the Bible. All that came out. Sorry. Hit the mic. All that came out in the 50s. So Hollywood was really tame, very tame. You had Hugh Hefner created his Playboy magazine in the 50s. Again, Marilyn Monroe did some nudie pictures in the 50s, which got out. And Elvis kind of was rising up. So there was a small sinful nature going on in America, very small. Overall, America was pretty tame in the 50s. Everybody's seen the movie Back to the Future, okay, from the 80s, where he goes back to, I can't even think of the actor's name. But anyway, he goes back to the 50s But anyway, but fast forward to the 60s. Completely different decade. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, the hippie movement, the 70s. I'm going to move on with this. The 70s, we had the gay movement, the disco gay movement. And women were the women's liberation. Women were started to become head of the household and were divorcing their husbands and becoming leaders and prominent figures in the business sector. Okay. In the 80s, greed. You had the movie Wall Street, Michael Douglas. So the 80s was greed. But anyway, still tame. So, but 90s, let's fast forward to 2000s, last 20 years, America has changed dramatically, okay, since 9/11. I tell people all the time, America has not been the same since 9/11. That was part of the New World Order, the final stages of the New World Order, okay? So, what's this got to do with Satan? 1,000 years. So I believe Satan was bound, because you look at the world now. I mean, the LGBT movement is powerful. It's all over the world. Okay, folks, let me tell you about Ukraine real quick. Ukraine is huge. Zelensky, huge LGBT supporter. Ukraine is the gay capital, is the gay country of Eastern Europe. Okay? And Israel, they brag about Tel Aviv, the gay capital of the entire world. Okay? America, well, you know, everything's LGBT here now. Okay? Everything. It's in the schools, it's in the government. Of course, Hollywood, music industry, in the private sector, you know, your Targets, your Walmart, okay? It's everything, everywhere, okay? And this happened overnight. We didn't have this in the 90s, okay? No. We didn't have this in the 90s, okay? 2015, Supreme Court made gay marriage legal, okay? And that opened Pandora's box, but other states were already working on that anyway, like California. So my point is, Satan, America has dramatically changed for the worse in the last 10, 15 years. Okay, 2015, that was 7 years ago. The Supreme Court declared gay marriage legal. Okay, 7 years ago. So my point is, completely different world just in the last 15, 20 years. Completely different. We got lawlessness, violence everywhere, lawlessness, attacking other people for no reason. Okay, Satan has been very, very busy the last 20 years, 15 years. Okay, he's loose. Now, America is at a crossroads. Good coffee. Okay, so there's been lots of prophecies over America. Let me turn the mic up a little bit because I'm moving around. Lots of prophecies over America. And we're going to look at, you know, the Old Testament, the minor prophets. Now, these are dual prophecies. You know, Isaiah, Jeremiah, what we call dual prophecies, because they pertain to Israel at that time, but also pertain to future nations. okay? Future nations. Jeremiah 51. Jeremiah 51, okay? Jeremiah, I'll look at Nahum, yeah, Amos. Prophecies pertain to America today, right now. Okay? And Babylon, talks about Jeremiah. You look at Jeremiah 51. Okay, this is Babylon. This is America, Babylon. start with verse 1. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, a destroying wind. And we will send unto Babylon banners that shall fan her and shall empty her land, for in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about. America, America, America. So, talks about, like in verse 5, for Israel had not been forsaken, nor Judah. Okay, if you could take out Israel and replace it with America. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her recompense. Babylon has been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore, the nations are mad. Okay, this is referred to the Bible. Okay, America. America, the first Christian nation. The first Christian nation. Okay. In the 20th century, did a lot of good kingdom work. America did. Sent a lot of missionaries out, lots of Bibles, lots of missionaries, all out. Africa, Europe, the Asian countries, everywhere, South America. Okay. America did a lot of good kingdom work, a lot. There's other countries too, England and some other countries, Christian countries. Of course, America was different. America was the first free country run by a republic, a government system, a Congress, President, Supreme Court, three separate judicial branches, okay, different from anything else in the world. Look at the Revolutionary War forefathers. Everybody else in the world had kings. Okay, America, the forefathers created this republic government, and they modeled it. Really, they modeled it off the Roman republic, Roman government, Senate, Council, but a long time ago, and America's lost its way. America has lost its way. America just shell what it once was. Keep reading. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. How for her? Take balm for her pain. If so be, shall meet, may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her and let us go, everyone into his own country, for her judgment reaches unto heaven and is lifted up even to the skies. So God's not real happy with America. And nobody, none of the pastors talk, well, I won't say no, most of pastors in America don't talk about this, okay? They don't talk about this. Verse 13, O thou that dwellest upon many waters, here we go, right here. O thou that dwellest upon many waters, abundant in treasures, thy end is come in the measure of thy covenants. Okay? Let's look at that. Let's break this down. Verse 13. O thou that dwellest upon many waters. That's America. Well, we've got the Pacific Ocean on one side, the Atlantic Ocean on the other side, and the Gulf of Mexico below us. Okay? Three big bodies of water. Okay? The end has come. Thy end is come. One's a big 2, verse 43. Therefore, behold, the days come that I will do judgment upon the graven images of Babylon, and her whole land shall be confounded, and all her slain shall fall in the midst of her. Then the heaven and the earth and all that is thereon shall sing for Babylon, for the spoilers shall come unto her from the north, maybe Russia, saith the Lord. As Babylon had caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Chapter 51, that's a big chapter. Where are we at in America? Where is America at? Where is America at in 2022? Where is America at? That's a good question. That's a good question, because America has changed so dramatically the last 20 years. Dramatically. Go to Nahum. But okay, so I know what you're thinking. Why am I listening to this guy? This is gloom and doom. This don't sound good. This is the gloom and doom on America. Yeah. It's not good. Okay, open your eyes. I'm trying to get people to open their eyes and come out of the fairy tale that they're living. America can't continue like this. And you have conservative Christians who think we're gonna get in some new breed of Republicans and we're gonna fix America, or some Trump coming back. Trump's coming back. He's going to fix America. Come on, people. Come on. Come on. Come on. Okay? And I'm not anti-Trump. But one man can't fix America. This is a spiritual issue. Spiritual issue. Trump's got his own problems. Okay? They will not stop until he's in handcuffs. Okay, they're trying to link him to this January 6th Capitol Patriot thing, Capitol insurrection thing, and they're actually trying to charge this man with a crime, insurrection, or something else. Okay, don't be surprised if we hear in a couple of weeks of charges from the Department of Justice or a charge. All they need is one, to stick one. But Trump has his own problems. But the body of Christ has got to wake up. Wake up out of their sleep, okay? Now, there's a happy, I'm going to end this on a happy note, okay? But I want to show the sheer, how bad of the situation we're in America. I want to show the seriousness of this. Folks, this is serious stuff. The LGBT have took over America. It's in the churches. Come on, people. You get the LGBT in the churches. Okay? America is a stench in God's nostrils. You got these drag queens. They're also in the churches. We got serious problems. Serious problems in America. And the pastors behind the pulpit, they're not warning their congregation. They're not talking about none of this stuff. Most of them, very few are addressing this, what I'm talking about. Very few. You go to church today, you're going to hear a feel-good message, and like everything's okay. Everything's just fine. See you next Sunday. No, everything is not fine. You got the schools telling telling little boys, hey, you can wear a dress, be a girl if you want. Teach them how to put condoms on bananas. All kinds of crazy, perverted stuff in the school. They shouldn't be doing it in any grade. But they're doing it to kindergartners, first graders. This is the public schools. Oh, did I forget to mention also this public, you get to junior high school, and the schools are a war zone. Police, canine dogs, drug-sniffing dogs, metal detectors, shootings, drugs, a war zone. We didn't have any of that when I was in high school. We didn't have no police. Worst we had was some shootings. Worst we had was some fist fights. That's it. An occasional out west, because I grew up in California, because the gang problem, an occasional stabbing. But those were rare. Schools are a mess. America is a mess. That should have been my title. America is a mess. Got to wake up. Okay, how much time do I have? 29 minutes. You look at Nahum. And then, okay, look at Hollywood. You got all these, The Conjuring, Paranormal Activity, all this demonic stuff that people be watching. And the craft, all this witchcraft stuff, witchcrafts in Disney, it's in everything. Good Lord. And what's the church doing about it? What's the church saying about it? Nothing. Nothing. witchcraft is growing by leaps and bounds the last 10, 15 years. Now we got the Satanists. We got the Satanists on the streets. We got Antifa on the streets. We got Black Lives Matter on the streets. You got the abortion murder thugs on the streets. Where are the Christians at? Where are the Christians? Where are the Christians at? Not many street preachers like me. There's a few. A handful. So how'd that work out, American church? Let's everybody go to our church building on Sunday morning. No, we can't go out to the Walmarts and Kroger's on all the streets, preach Jesus, pass out gospel tracts and Bibles. Oh, no, we can't do that. No, the sinner's got to come to us. Where does that say that in the Bible? It says the opposite. It says the opposite. Go out into all the world. Go out into all the world. God help us. God help us. And while the American cities are collapsing, communities are collapsing, the American Christians are doing just, they sitting in their buildings every Sunday morning. Yeah, you got a few still do the Wednesday night thing, a few. How's that working out? Well, the devil's out running around all over America. We're in our buildings. All right, how do you get that out? Nahum. So you read Nahum 3. Okay? Read it. Nahum 3. Okay, that's America. You read this, you're reading America. Lord help us. Okay, let's look at 3:1. Woe to the bloody city. It is full of lies and robbery. They pray, departeth not. Yeah. Most of your big cities, crazy crime. Bloody city. Chicago, South Chicago is a war zone. There's more deaths there in Iraq, Afghanistan, and there's probably more deaths there than Ukraine. Right here in America. Here in America. Chicago, South Chicago's war zone. That's been going on for decades. Oh, Lord. So you can read Nahum 3 yourself. Okay. Might come back to that. If you read Nahum 3, go to Amos 6, Revelation. I need to do a podcast. Revelation 3, the seven churches. So I'm going to do a podcast on the two witnesses, a completely different Bible study on the two witnesses. Okay? But you look at Revelation 2 and 3, the seven churches. Only two of the churches were not rebuked. Okay, Philadelphia, Smyrna, Okay, two witnesses. That's another podcast Bible study, the two witnesses. Okay, now the Laodicea church, that describes America to a T right there. Rich, in need of nothing. Okay. Rich and in need of nothing. I'm trying to get there. Revelation 3. I've been doing a lot of Bible study with my wife in Revelation. Lukewarm. Lukewarm. Either hot nor cold. Jesus don't like that. Either be hot, fired up for Christ, or cold. I've seen that coldness at the Pride Festival in Nashville. Middle-aged guy. He's, I don't know why, but he's standing right. I guess he just, the guy was just cold. Cold. I mean, he's literally, my friend was preaching. Yeah, he's literally like 6-7 feet in front of him on his phone. And he says, there's no God. What, you can't get out of here, God. Are you kidding me? There's no God. And this cold tone. And I'm just looking at him. Like, and he said something to my friend, I think. But I was just looking at him like, okay. I think I was talking to somebody else. We did quite a bit of one-on-one at that Pride Festival. Yeah, Pride, gay Pride. But a lot of young kids, they don't even know. I talked to several teenagers. I could do a podcast on that. I got quite a bit of video. But I do that. But anyway, I want to get off topic and wrap this up. America needs to repent. God loves America. God loves America. Okay. He wants to embrace everybody that he can and love on them, fellowship with them. Okay, there's got to be repentance that he can change your heart, give you a new heart, new mind. Hard times are coming to America. I want to talk about the Georgia Guidestones. Most people that are awake knew about the Georgia Guidestones. That was part of the very mysterious set of granite stones. And it was called the Hedge, Stonehenge of America, Stonehenge of America. And it was basically a global New World Order agenda. A guideline agenda outlined in about a dozen different languages. And about four of the languages were ancient languages that we not even use today. Ancient languages, I think four of them. An old Egyptian and an old Arabic, and can't remember the other two. there's like a dozen different languages laid out. Basically a guideline of global New World Order system, but the most well-known part of it was to reduce the planet to 500 million people. That's a lot of people killed. 7+ billion people, reduce it to 500 million. But somebody blew it up, blew part of it up, because I think there was three huge granite slabs and some smaller stuff. Plus, the thing was a calendar, and a compass and a clock, the way it was angled against with the sun and the stars and the moon. So it was well thought out, planned, and we don't even know who paid for it. So it's very mysterious who paid for it. And I found out the land it's on is owned by the city. But somebody blew up part of it, and I don't know, like at 4 a.m, something like that. And within a couple of hours, there were bulldozers out there, and they just knocked the rest of it down. Whoever's running it, I guess, called for a demolition team to come out there since part of it was destroyed, and they leveled the whole thing. Interesting. Is there an uprising? Is this an act from some patriots? Are the patriots finally rising up? They're tired of this lawlessness in America and totally corrupt politicians, both sides, okay, Republican and Democrat. The problem with the Democrats, though, they love their murderers. They love to murder babies and sell baby parts. And they love to push the LGBT movement. Republicans are pro-LGBT, too. They're just not as the Democrats are like militant when it comes to LGBT. But they're not. They ain't playing. They're going to force it on everybody. They are militant. But anyway, is there a patriot uprising? Tired of this corrupt government? I don't know. We've had several of these so-called fake shootings. Several of these shootings we've had like 4 or 5 shootings the last 2 months, something like that. And the one in Texas, Uvalde, something like that. Texas, that whole thing was completely torn, messed up. That shooting school shooting, it's got so many problems with it. Buffalo, and then the one we just had. Yeah. There was supposed to be one in Missouri at a hospital, which that was predicted. There was going to be starts having hospital shootings. But these are planned. Let me help you out, people. Okay, most of these are CIA-ran operations. They're CIA-ran operations, okay? They want to come after our guns. They want to take our guns, okay? They want to come after our guns. Because you had, which one? I think the one in Texas, the Democrats are quick. Well, they're quick to pass some more gun legislation, talking about we're coming after the guns. Several of them just came out right and said it. We're coming after your guns. So these shootings are planned, okay? Well thought out. I don't think the Texas one was well thought out. That thing's got so many problems. Sloppy. Real sloppy. But anyway, is there an uprising in America? Now, Demetria Dudeman prophesies an uprising in America. Yep. That was going to be the downfall, the Red Dawn style attack on America. You can look him up on YouTube, the Romanian pastor, Demetria Dudeman's prophecy. And God brought him here, brought him to America in the 80s, and I guess part of the 90s too, to warn America. He came to the churches speaking, He didn't speak English. His grandson interpreted. He went to churches all over America, giving the warning that God told him to give of the destruction of America, not Russia, which is really weird. Isn't that a coincidence? Yeah. Destruction of America, not Russia. Back in the 80s. Wow. Russia's now rose up as a, well, Russia's been a superpower. We know that. Okay, now America and Russia, NATO, Russia are pretty much enemies now. Did NATO try to destroy Russia? Failed. Things are not looking good for America. Okay, you have China as a military superpower now. They've been an economic superpower. Now they've rose up as a military superpower, flexing their muscle. They're just outright threatening America. Okay? Literally threatening America. And so with Russia. Okay? Russia's talking about nuking NATO. Okay? And what's the media doing over here? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. They're not telling the American people that Russia's talking about nuking NATO and China's threatening America. You have to find out from different sources. The government's not going to help you. The media here is not going to help you. The media is all controlled. It's all controlled. All of it. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, that's all. OAN, that's all controlled. Controlled propaganda. You might want to read the book 1984, folks. George Orwell's 1984. That one is real name, by the way. Pretty much what's happening. Oh, I forgot to mention earlier, my guest called in numbers 515-605-9365. 515-605-9365. We'll wrap this up here in 10 minutes or less. I'm getting tired. Been a long day. I didn't write a lot. I just kind of threw this together quick podcast. But I need to do more of a Bible study. Two witnesses. I could do the two witnesses. That's from Revelation. Sorry. Revelation. We're living in the book of Revelation. Okay, folks, we're living in the book of Revelation. Matthew 24. Read and understand Matthew 24. There'll be wars, rumors of war, pestilence, okay? Coronavirus is a pestilence. Monkeypox is a pestilence. Okay? That's a plague from an animal. That's what a pestilence is. Okay? We're living in the book of Revelation. Matthew 24. The American people are not paying attention. It's like Jesus said. In the last days, be like the days of Noah. People are just going to be going about their business, eating, drinking, getting married, making plans, going about their business. While society collapses, it keeps getting worse and worse and more corrupt and more corrupt. And people not paying attention. They just think things are going to continue as they always were. Things are going to continue as they always were, and they're not. They're not going to continue. But I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to leave you with this, saints. Okay? We have God's protection. We have God's protection. All his promises, we have God's protection. When America falls, we have supernatural protection. Okay, Ephesians 6, okay, It's all supernatural. It's all spiritual. It's all spiritual. God protect us. If Russia were to nuke us, the nukes, God will protect us. God will protect us from nuclear blast. Just like he protected the three Hebrew boys, Meshach, I can't even think of the names right, in the fiery furnace, when Nebuchadnezzar had them thrown in the super hot fiery furnace. Okay? They didn't even smell like smoke. Okay? God protect you in a nuclear blast. You better believe it. God will feed you. Okay, what David said, the righteous will not have to beg for bread. Okay, God will feed you. Panic and worry over a collapse of America, nuclear or whatever. Okay, God fed the Israelites for 40 years out in the desert, fed them, gave them water, kept their sandals didn't fall apart, their clothes, kept shade on them during the hot day with the cloud, put a cloud, midnight had a, and if it get cold at night in the desert, it had a fiery fire for them to keep warm at night. God took care of them. God will take care of the end time church. You have to have faith and believe. God will take care of this end times church. The problem is, I got 5 minutes. The problem is, millions of Pentecostal and Baptists think they're getting raptured out of here any day now. And no, you're not. I've been hearing that for years. There's only one second coming. There's not two second comings. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it's not some secret rapture. There's only one second coming, a final day, just like we had a first day in Genesis 1. There's going to be a final day when Jesus returns. Going to be a wrap then. Wicked, proud, arrogant, wicked non-believers going to get, the reapers are going to bundle them up. The reapers are going to bundle those jokers up. And they're going in the lake of fire. Then the saints out here that are still here and alive and remaining, they'll get raptured up. Okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 16:17. Ones that manage to be here alive and remaining, yeah, they're going to get raptured up. When Christ comes on his white horse, Revelation 19, folks, Revelation 19, Christ comes on his white horse with his armies. One second coming. Okay, because the earth's going to be destroyed. Okay, God has to destroy. This earth is polluted. The ground is full of blood that cries, innocent blood that cries out, not just from babies, but from wars too. Murders. God has to destroy this earth. God wants to destroy heaven. Yeah, because that's where sin originated from the very beginning, Lucifer, up in heaven. Is it going to be a new heaven and a new earth? New heaven and a new earth. New Jerusalem. God's going to bring heaven and new Jerusalem down to the new earth, right here on earth. Okay? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's what we got to look forward to. When that day comes, Christ does, we're going to have to return, but we're going to have to go through some stuff. Okay, we're going to have to go through some things. We're going to have to go through some tribulations, some hard times. The early church went through hard times too. How many Christians were martyred in Rome? That's just Rome. Okay, folks, stop believing this fairy tale secret rapture. The Americans are the only ones believing it. That's not taught anywhere else in the world, just here in America. Good Christians, I know personally, that love Jesus, good Christians that believe that. Okay, I got a family member that believes that. But nowhere in the whole New Testament does Jesus say, I'm coming, I'm gonna come for my church, rapture them up. But then if you look at 1 Thessalonians 4, it's talking about the dead rising up too. So I'm going to come, rise up the dead, all the dead. That's a lot of dead. Rapture up my church, go back to heaven, and then 7 years later, I'm going to come back again. Jesus don't say that. He didn't say that. Nowhere. The apostles never said that. Come on, folks. Got to endure to the end. Okay, we got to endure to the end. We got to fight. 60 seconds. Okay. We got to fight. We got to wake up. God loves America, but America's got to repent. It keeps just getting more wicked. Okay, yeah, we got Supreme Court overturned. It's not really an overturn of Roe v. Wade. They left it up to the states. Okay, but the Democrats are determined that they're going to murder babies still. No matter what, the Democrats are determined they're going to murder babies. So, you know, Roe, the Supreme Court decision, yeah, you know, not really a victory. Okay, so you got some Republican states that are stopping abortion. Okay, but we're still having murder. Okay, America's still murdering babies. Okay, God help us. I love y'all. God help us. Until next time, keep your eyes on Christ. And good night.